The Austin Daily Drop starts in 30 seconds and is generously supported by ABC Home and Commercial Services Handyman Department, standing at the ready to handle any job or appliance, big or small, around your house. Painting, electrical, carpentry, power washing, water softeners, air conditioning. You don't want to do it, but it's all got to get done, and ABC does it all. More details coming up and online now at abchomeandcommercial.com. Whatever needs doing around your house, ABC has the expertise and experience to get it done. For over 60 years now, Bobby Jenkins and ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialist for your environment. Monday, December 6, 2021. This is the Austin Daily Drop. Thanks for finding us. I'm Chris Mosier. Stand by for news. First, check a local COVID numbers for the week. The key indicator for staging, which is our daily average of new COVID-related hospital admissions measured over the last week, still holding steady in upper stage 2 range at 12.7. That's been the case for about 6 weeks now. Community transmission rate, or CRT, for the Austin area remains steady as well in moderate range compared to the rest of the state, which remains under substantial CRT. An Austonia report uses Travis County as an example in its coverage of an NPR report revealing that U.S. counties that swung heavily for Donald Trump in the 2020 election are seeing higher COVID death rates than those that went for President Joe Biden, as Travis did. That metric applied locally contrasts Travis County's death rate of 36 per 100,000 residents with that of nearby Caldwell County, which Trump won and has suffered a COVID death rate almost quadruple that of Travis, 126 per 100,000 residents. All of this, of course, lies in corresponding vaccination rates. 75% of 18 and over for Travis compared to 58% for Caldwell. U.S. Republicans at present are the least vaccinated demographic group in the country. KVU says Governor Greg Abbott continues trying to reassure Texans that our electricity grid is ready for winter weather, announcing via Twitter yesterday that ERCOT is on track to inspect over 300 natural gas, nuclear, wind, coal, and solar plants before the end of the year. This is part of the first of a two-phase plan to increase grid reliability approved by the Public Utility Commission of Texas, which requires energy providers to follow guidelines set back in 2011 and 2012 for winterizing their equipment, guidelines that were largely ignored or bypassed, which led, of course, to the vulnerabilities that caused the massive power outage across the state last February. Texas energy providers were under a deadline of December 1st to make the improvements. We now await the results of these ongoing ERCOT inspections. Meanwhile, presumptive Democratic gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke made a swing through Central Texas over this weekend. His public address at Republic Square Park in downtown Austin on Saturday night drew a large crowd. And on Sunday, O'Rourke took part in a town hall at Texas State University in San Marcos, where he taught a course over the current school year in the political science department. About 300 students joined that meeting. KVU says things are booming in Round Rock, reporting that the city has met or surpassed revenue levels of those prior to the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. Round Rock Chief Financial Officer Susan Morgan characterizes the city's recovery as robust, showing over $84 million in sales tax revenue over this year, which exceeds forecasted expectations by almost $13 million, indicating that consumer confidence up north is high these days. Coming up, updates on college football bowl games of local interest, conspicuously missing any trace of burnt orange. High school football playoff update as well. The locals did great in that department. Several concert announcements to share for next year, and major changes in the weather are underway. All coming up in 30 seconds after a quick hello to Bobby Jenkins and our friends at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Winter weather is here, at least for the moment, and you may be wondering if your heating system is up to snuff for the cooler months ahead. Heating and AC maintenance, repair, and upgrades are very much part of the wheelhouse of ABC Home and Commercial Services, who are a Better Business Bureau member, Chamber of Commerce member, and locally owned for over six decades. Have ABC come by and check things out and make sure your heating and AC system is ready for the changes that are coming up in the weather. abchomeandcommercial.com and more at the end of the podcast. Thanks so much to Bobby Jenkins and ABC for supporting the Austin Daily Drop. We appreciate it. The college football bowl schedule is out. Texas Longhorns football not part of the postseason mix this year for the first time since Charlie Strong's final season at Texas in 2016. Despite theories that they might get a late invitation, that didn't happen. One of the two college football playoff semifinal games will happen here in Texas as Alabama faces Cincinnati at Jerry's Place in Arlington on New Year's Eve. Big 12 and locally interesting bowl games include Big 12 champion Baylor versus Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, and Big 12 runner-up Oklahoma State versus Utah in the Rose Bowl, both on New Year's Day. Texas A&M will take on Wake Forest in the Tax Slayer Bowl on New Year's Eve. Also in Texas, the Texas Bowl in Houston on January 4th will feature Kansas State and LSU. This year's Alamo Bowl in San Antonio pits OU against Oregon on December 29th. SMU will play Virginia in the Fenway Bowl in Boston, also on the 29th. Houston Cougars will face Auburn in the Birmingham Bowl on December 28th. And Lubbock Times will find this interesting. Texas Tech goes to the Liberty Bowl, also on December 28th, where they'll face Mississippi State and former Tech head coach Mike Leach for the first time since his ignominious departure from the Red Raiders program in 2009. A terrific showing over the weekend by our local high school football teams in playoff action. KXAN points out that the only local team not progressing to the semifinal round next weekend is the one that played another local team in the quarterfinals. That would be Vandergrift, who were Westlaked by Westlake 70-7 on Saturday at DKR. Westlake advances to the 6A Division II semifinal against Katy on Saturday afternoon at 2 at Baylor's McLean Stadium in Waco. Lake Travis beat San Antonio Brennan 42-17. They advance to face Houston North Shore in the 6A Division I semifinal on Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Kelly Reeves Complex in Round Rock. Liberty Hill hands Alamo Heights that team's first defeat of the season, 43-40. They advance to the 5A Division II semifinal against the Crosby Cougars on Friday night at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan. LBJ Austin tops Fredericksburg 45-25. They head to Frisco on Saturday to take on Tyler Chapel Hill in the next 4A Division I round. And Lago Vista eliminates Vanderbilt Industrial in 3A Division I play. Next stop, Georgetown, where they'll face Lorena in the semifinal on Thursday night at 7. Congrats and best of luck to all our rockin' local football squads. Austin 360 has a rundown of major additions to the local live music calendar for 2022, including Patti LaBelle at the Bass Concert Hall on Valentine's Day, February 14th. Andrea Bocelli will play at the new Moody Center on June 22nd. Iron Maiden, also at the Moody Center on September 13th. By the way, that Eagles stop at the Moody Center in May has been extended for a second night. They'll now be playing Austin on May 19th and the 20th. Austin weather, bit of a roller coaster next few days. The rain we expected with this week's cold front has arrived as I'm recording this Monday morning. Shouldn't last long, but we'll see strong north winds all day. We've already hit our high for the day at 71. Temps will continue to drop throughout the day on Monday, bottoming out Tuesday morning around 7 a.m. in the mid-40s, rebounding to a high Tuesday in the mid-60s, and our weather will be even more weirdly warm for December than it has been lately. Highs coming Thursday and Friday will be in the mid-80s. And that's the Austin Daily Drop, y'all. I'm Chris Mosier. Links to all these stories can be found in our show notes at austindailydrop.com. You'll also find there recent episodes of the podcast that likely include stories you haven't heard yet, so please do listen back. Thank you for sharing and subscribing and for your time this morning. Have yourself a great Monday, and we will catch you again tomorrow morning. Support for the Austin Daily Drop comes from ABC Home and Commercial Services Handyman Division. You know, part of the American dream of home ownership is the upkeep you have to keep up with. And if you don't keep up, that dream can start to become a bit of a nightmare when things start to pile up. There are shelves to put up, baseboards that need to be replaced, new ceiling fans that need hung. The list never ends, frankly. And you and your significant other may realize at some point that neither of you has any idea how to do any of this stuff, but it's got to get done. One name is all you need to remember, and that's ABC Home and Commercial Services. They've been pitching in for Central Texas homeowners just this way for over 70 years, and in their handyman division, they've got a full staff of painters, carpenters, electricians, you name it, and they do excellent work. They can handle most any honeydew, carpentry, or painting task around the house. Plus, they're carefully observing well-crafted COVID safety precautions while they're in and around your home. Everybody's fully background checked, too, and selected not only for their technical skills, but for their people skills as well. Get those house projects done now, and be sure and let them know when you call that you sprang into action after hearing about ABC on the Austin Daily Drop. ABC Home and Commercial Services are specialists for your environment.